Chapter 30. The charming cedar-shingled cottage perches at the end of the narrow, sandy, pebbly road. Rainbow must have a caretaker because a light shines on the porch and in a window. I pull up between two cabins. The other one also has lights on, with a truck in its driveway. My focus draws back to my place. It's cute and peaceful. Inside, I find an open floor plan, kitchen, living, and dining rooms all in one space. Another half is the only other room on the main floor. A loft on the second floor features a full bathroom. Very charming. It doesn't take much to settle in, only putting my clothes in the dresser drawers and setting up my bathroom. Everything else is supplied. Even the refrigerator's stocked, including a couple of Mick Lights. How did Rainbow know that was my favorite beer? I grab one and twist off the top. It's time to chill in the rocking chair on the wraparound porch. The chair is off to one side of the cottage, with a clear view of the front porch of the second cabin. This makes it easy to see when a familiar face steps off the front porch. At first, he's hard to recognize with clothes on. John. The air leaves my body again. The look on his face matches mine, a mixture of shock and bewilderment around his smiling eyes. What are you doing here? I unsuccessfully hide my delight. I can ask you the same thing. Don't worry, I didn't follow you here. I think someone is trying to play Cupid. Rainbow gave me a key to this place, he said. She didn't tell me you were coming. I got here and there was a note on the table that said, "You're welcome." I had no idea what she meant until I saw your car pull in. I was half tempted to quickly pack up and leave because I was worried you would think I was stalking you. It's been a long day and a long drive. I wasn't ready for a visitor yet. I just wanted to sit in silence and soak in the area. Northern Arizona landscape, with all its pines and aspen and bushy foliage, is beautiful. It feels like Mother Nature is wrapping a soft blanket around you, and I want to enjoy it alone for a while. Hey, I'll visit you in a little bit. I just want to take all this in for now, I say.
I'll be here, he says.
I sense a little disappointment in his voice. Sitting there in silence, I don't know whether to be mad at Rainbow or glad she's intuitive. The suitcase I planned to live out of this week didn't contain much makeup or any cute outfits, just comfy clothes. Of course, we met in a nudist resort, so I don't think clothing is top priority for him. Damn it, Rainbow, is all I can think right now. Eventually, I mosey back inside and spot an aged, bent wood rocking chair sitting still next to a 3-shelf bookcase. On top is a cardboard box full of puzzle pieces. Odd there's no picture. I pick up the box, silently shouting, "Challenge accepted," in my head. With a few steps to the dinette table, the pieces splash onto the distressed brown surface. There aren't many pieces, so at least this won't take long. It looks like a homemade puzzle, as if someone glued a large picture onto cardboard and cut them up into a bunch of smaller pieces. All of the sides are smooth, and there's no way to determine which pieces are internal and which ones make up the border. This may be more of a challenge than I expected. Before starting this project, I walk to my front door, open it, and walk outside and around this beautiful porch. I stare out into the woods. After about 10 minutes, a porch board squeaks and John walks through my door with a bottle of wine. "What type of wine?" I ask with a smile. "If you need to ask, then I don't need to stay," he says lightheartedly. "I have this homemade puzzle. There isn't a picture, and all the edges are smooth, so it will be quite the challenge. Are you game?" I ask. As we start sorting the pieces, we see they are mostly light brown with some lines and symbols. It looks like some sort of map. "I'm game if you are. Let's see where it leads," John says slyly. "Oh yes, challenge accepted, I think. Maybe Rainbow will lead us to the pot of gold." We sit down next to each other and our knees touch under the table. I realize, like putting together this puzzle, the pieces of my life are beginning to fit together. It will take time and patience to determine the what and the where. As I look at my puzzle partner, maybe, just maybe, I have found the final piece. The who. The end.